high in protein and fat, low in carbohydrates. Supporters of the ketogenic diet claim it can alleviate everything from asthma to autism. Australia's best-known paleo and celebrity chef Pete Evans is at the forefront of this movement. Though it is not favoured by all, the Australian Medical, although it's not favoured by all, I should say, the Australian Medical Association, in fact, has urged a removal of Evans' most recent media endeavour, The Magic Pill, a Netflix documentary about the ketogenic diet. Medical experts fear that the diet, when practiced long-term and unsupervised, can lead to kidney stones, coronary heart disease, and other nutritional deficiencies. Julia Carr-Katzel reports.
We have lived a lie for 50 years.
You know, it's not an accident that people are hooked on all this processed garbage.
So we're going to add more fat to the diet. I mean, good, natural fat.
Coronary artery disease.
The Magic Pill, a documentary facing removal from popular streaming platform Netflix due to what some believe contains sensationalist and unethical content. Head of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Tony Bartone, argues the ketogenic diet does serve certain people, such as those desiring weight loss over a short amount of time, but should not be advocated as a primary dietary source.
Such a documentary, especially with a celebrity proponent, has the potential to influence people greatly. So it's not an equal or a balanced representation of the issues at stake here. And it doesn't have the appropriate warnings or medical health messaging that would be appropriate to be associated with it. From a public health messaging point of view, it needs any communication around these types of diets needs to be qualified with clinical and medically relevant information rather than trying to send a message that it's appropriately fine to follow such a diet as your primary mode or your primary reason for having a healthy diet. I think all parts of the media have an important responsibility to ensure that messages that are communicated to the wider public are evidence-backed, have no potential for creating misinformation or harm to certain members.
Dr. Joseph Fernandez, Associate Professor at the School of Media, Creative Arts and Social Inquiry at Curtin University, agrees the media has a role to play in regulating information, but admits multiple parties should share the responsibility.
The media can play a part, you know, in being more selective about the content they put forth.
A Netflix spokesman stated programming aims to reach a wide audience with unique story perspectives, including controversial content, though Dr. Fernandez notes that Netflix's actions reflect the agenda of many commercial bodies using controversy for more clicks.
I do not deny that the media has an interest in peddling controversy because controversy sells. This has got more of a salacious, prurient type of appeal rather than a serious journalistic interrogation. Then you really got to ask yourself whether this is what the media should be actively involved in. So there's a part for lots of people to play, the regulators, the experts, the people studying in schools and universities, the people teaching, consumers in general. You know, everybody needs to be a bit more alert.
Dr. Bartone fears the absence of appropriate health warnings and messaging in The Magic Pill will harm consumers, though current media law is limited when protecting them, as it is difficult to trace harm afflicted.
So it's a huge challenge. The law comes to help in some ways. The most common way is for the law to say if you have suffered a harm as a result of the representations being made to you and if you have acted on those representations and if you have suffered a harm, then the law will offer you some recourse. So far, I've not seen any evidence of actual harm being proven. There's a lot of suggestion that his advice, if taken on board, if taken seriously, can lead to harm, and that it's better to have him checked before that harm actually results is a good way to proceed. So that is slightly outside of the media regulation arena, but when you talk about media regulation, that is the regulation of content, we face a huge problem once again, because I think society generally, especially in Western democracies, values freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and they would want to be very clear that any kind of censorship does not deny them the freedom to choose what they will read, see, or hear. In the meanwhile, the best advice I would have for people is to be very discerning with how they consume information. If you're not sure, obviously go to qualified people, people with expertise in a particular area. If it's nutrition, if it's medical, then these are the people we ought to be consulting.
Associate Professor Dr. Joseph Fernandez, ending that report by Julia Carr-Katzel.